The word today is no. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. God's desire is for everyone to know Him. Ultimately, God desires that we are willing to put our trust and faith in Him, especially believing in Jesus, His Son, who came to earth to save us from our sins. As we get to know God, we love Him more and can even become a close friend to Him. Here to discuss this wonderful, encouraging topic further is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, No.
One of the beautiful sections of the Word of God in the Old Testament is from the prophet Jeremiah in the 31st chapter, and I'd like to read to you starting at the 31st verse. "The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more." This passage, as it was related to us by Jeremiah, was one of the few really bright, happy moments in the ministry of Jeremiah that is recorded for us. It's looking forward to better days. Jeremiah was serving the Lord in a period of time of great rebellion, and God was going to punish the people. He was going to chastise them. They would go through all kinds of suffering and sorrows, because the Lord would bring a foreign power in order to overwhelm them and to chastise them. This was going to be the judgment of God. And yet, there is a forward-looking element by this prophet that says, the day will come when everyone will know God, when we won't have to urge and admonish one another to get to know God. Let's think about this for a moment, this knowing God. There are different ways of knowing God. One is by reputation. Maybe a person has heard of particular Bible stories or Bible passages, even though they might not have familiarity with the Bible or believe in God. So maybe they've heard of the reputation of the Christian God. Another way of knowing God is by information. Individuals might have verses from the Bible memorized, or they might know facts about the Bible, such as how many books are in the Bible. Well, the answer to that is 66. Another person might know God personally, and this is really now getting toward what we would like for you to do. We'd like for you to come to know God personally, that is, to have faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, to come to trust God for your salvation. And then there is a really particular, really unique aspect of knowing God, and this is the phrase, being a friend of God. And this is used of particular individuals in the Bible who made it their goal to please God. They really desired to draw close to Him and to please Him in their lives. I would hope that as you hear that phrase, friend of God, that would be a desire of yours, that you would dedicate your life to pleasing the Lord by trusting in Him strongly, to really devote yourself to Jesus Christ, the world's Redeemer, and to live a life that is pure and holy in order to glorify Christ. There's an interesting phrase here that is used in Jeremiah, where it envisions a situation where individuals are urging one another to come to know God. It says in verse 34, "No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.'" Maybe you've had someone say that to you at some point. "Come, join us, please. Come to our church," or "Come, study the Bible with us." These are invitations to come to know God, to know him beyond just reputation or information about the Bible, but to come to know him personally. It's a beautiful invitation, and that's why the word today is coming to you today, is because I'm asking you, know the Lord. Come see what Jesus Christ is about and the plan of salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. If you only know Jesus by reputation or by a few pieces of information that you've heard about him, but you don't yet believe on Jesus Christ, this is an invitation. This is the call for you to really come to know him. I hope that the Holy Spirit puts a desire in your mind to come to know Jesus, to hear and find out, what does the gospel say about the Son of God? What did Jesus do in order to save us? Now, many of you know that the Bible teaches that he came to this earth specifically, not just to teach and to heal people, but to give his life on the cross as a payment for our sin, to literally suffer the pangs of death in order to bear our sin to that cross. And then, as the Son of God, a divine person, he rose from the dead and defeated death to give us who believe on him the gift, the assurance of a resurrection from the dead, a glorified body, and life eternal. Now, maybe that's information that you've never heard before. That's what the Gospels teach in the Bible. The Gospels are the life accounts of Jesus that were written by his eyewitnesses, his followers. And I hope this is thrilling information. If you've never heard this before, this should be exciting and fill you with great joy that God loves you enough to do this and sent a Savior. Therefore, I invite you, come to know the Lord. Come to know him better. We can spend our entire life looking at the Bible, learning from it, growing in it, just as a plant isn't finished growing just because it grew 2 or 3 years, it's not done, or just because a tree has borne fruit one season, that doesn't mean it's finished. We can have many, many seasons of growth, and we can mature and produce new fruits, new works for God, year after year. It's actually a wonderful thing to develop and mature in faith in Jesus Christ. Now, something I'd like to share with you is something that the ancient Jews did in order to know God, like when he says in verse 33, "I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts." God's law is his word, what he tells us, what he says to us. Old Testament or New Testament, the word law or word of God is for all of us. And the Jews had a really interesting way of trying to get the word of God into their hearts and minds. They would actually take wooden boxes with leather straps, and they would strap them to their forehead and across their wrist, because the veins that run to the heart carry the blood. And they were doing this to try to get the word of God into them, to try to remember forever what God had said. Well, that's an external way of doing it, but we encourage you to internalize the Word of God, to really draw close to the Lord by paying attention to the Bible. And when it comes to Jesus Christ, specifically the Gospels, the good news of Jesus in his life accounts in the Bible. And not just informationally, not just so that you know some facts, but that you really integrate and want to please God, to come to know Jesus, to know how he thinks and acts and pattern ourselves after him. Because you have a choice in this world. You can either come to God and know him and be a friend of God, or you can walk away from God and try to be a friend of the world. But there's consequences to this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, it says, "The mind controlled by the flesh is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace." Now, when it says spirit, it's not just talking about animal spirits or our own spirit. It's talking about the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. So you have a choice. And I call on you today to come to know God, especially his Son, Jesus Christ, so that your mind will be controlled by the Spirit of God, so that you will have the peace, the joy, the assurance of salvation in Jesus, and so that you won't be controlled by sinful impulses and lustly, fleshly things that will draw us away from God and have us do wickedness. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 say, "Therefore I urge you, brothers, on account of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." I hope that if you're hearing this, you desire to be transformed. You want to be led to the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope that you will seek Christian baptism so that you can be adopted and become a child of God. I hope that you're wanting to join with other Christians and to learn more from the Word of God. It's wonderful to let God speak to us and to get to know him, not just informationally or by reputation, but personally. I call you today to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to come to him, to let him bring you God's love and forgiveness and salvation so that you can get to know God personally and receive redemption.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.